Good afternoon, church. Good afternoon, church. I can't hear you. Good afternoon, church. Bwana sifiwe. Let's appreciate Pastor Mwaura for leading us so well. And indeed, the Lord has been faithful. From the testimonies that we've had, indeed, that's a testament that the Lord has been faithful and he has been good indeed. Interesting fact, today marks the 364th day of this year. Yeah, I mean, that's the reality of this day. Today marks the 53rd day, Sunday of this year. And most of us have turned a year older. Some of us will hopefully celebrate their birthdays tomorrow. But I don't know for you, but how the year has been. For some of us, probably the year has been amazing. I mean, if you look at 2018 from January 1st till today, you can define this year as a fabulous year, a fruitful year, a fulfilling year. The Lord has provided for you over and above that which you thought. For some of us, it's been a slow year. It's been a painful year full of loss, grief. And probably you have endured through. And probably you're asking yourself, I can't wait for fast. But here I am with the task of calling us to reflect, regardless of the many activities, regardless of the many things you've been able to do throughout the year, that God has been faithful and we ought to recall back, reflect, and praise him. Amen. I want us to look at this text that we have sung through this song, Psalms 136. And as we read it, I want us to look back and reflect on this 4 points. Reflect on the recipient of our thanksgiving. Reflect on the reason for our thanksgiving. And have the reaffirmation to this call of giving thanks to God. But also finally, asking ourselves, what is our response in light of these three things? I would ask you to turn to the book of Psalm 136 and be able to read the 26 verses with the hope that you're able to reflect on those things. It starts by saying, I read from the ESV version, give thanks to the Lord for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him by understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who made the great lights, for his steadfast love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for his steadfast love endures forever. The moon and stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who struck down the firstborns of Egypt, for his steadfast love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them, for his steadfast love endures forever. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who divided the sea into two, for his steadfast love endures forever, and made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his steadfast love endures forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, for his steadfast love endures forever, and killed mighty kings, for his steadfast love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his steadfast love endures forever, and Og, king of Bashan, for his steadfast love endures forever, and gave their land as a heritage, for his steadfast love endures forever, a heritage to Israel, his servant, for his steadfast love endures forever. It is he who remembered us in our low estate, for his steadfast love endures forever, and rescued us from our foes, for his steadfast love endures forever. He who gives food to all flesh, for his steadfast love endures forever. Verse 26, give thanks to the God of heaven for his... Amen. This is truly a call for us to give thanks, and it is for us to give thanks. It is for us to ascribe greatness and ascribe praise to God. And probably you're asking yourself, what does giving thanks entail? This is a simple definition I can give you, that it is a call for us to thoughtfully and gratefully worship God, spelling out what we know of Him and also what we have found of Him. That includes His glory and His deeds to us. It's a call to a thoughtful and grateful worship to our Lord. From our text today, it starts by saying, give thanks. We see that in verses 1, 2, and 3, a call for us to give thanks. But again, it gives us the recipient of our thanks. We see that in verses 1, 2, and 3, give thanks to the Lord, give thanks to the God of gods, give thanks to the Lord of lords. The recipient of our praise is Lord. He is sovereign over all. He is God of heaven and on the earth. If you think there's anyone who's lordly on this earth, if you think there's anyone who is lordly, whether in heaven or on earth, whether visible or invisible, I commend to you that the one who is Lord over all is God, Jehovah, who lives forever. We see He is the God of gods. If there be anything on earth or in heaven that can earn this name, gods, He is the God of those gods. He is the Lord of lords. Again, we see He is Adonai. He is sovereign over all. Again, we see from that text, we see His nature. It says, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For He is good. Today, we've had testimonies of people recounting of His goodness, but we can be able to agree together that His goodness may be sweet to us. We can taste it and see it and feel it and enjoy it, but also we can taste it and feel the bitterness of it. Some of us can attest that probably this year, many things that have happened may not have been sweet to your taste buds, but I commend to you that the God that we serve, He is the source of all good. He is the sustainer of all good. He is the perfecter of all good. He is the rewarder of all those who do good. And probably I want to encourage you, and probably you're wondering, has the Lord been good to you? David in Psalms 119 verses 71 recounts of this text. He says, it is good for me that I was afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. If you look back, I would want you to look at how has God's goodness been reflected in your life. We see that truly the recipient of our thanks is God. He is the God of all gods. He is the Lord of all lords. Again, I would want us to reflect also on the reason of our thanksgiving. We see from verses 4 to verses 25, points upon points from this psalm, reason upon reason, piling up and ending with this great refrain, for His steadfast love endures forever. And I'd want us to look back and reflect that this God has not been faithful now, He's been faithful from the beginning. We see these accounts from verses 4, we see Him saying, to Him who alone does great wonders, for His steadfast love endures forever. But the wonders of God have not begun now. And what I'd want to commend you to three reasons that we see from this text of God's goodness, of God's steadfast love. We see His goodness in creation. We see Him creating and making the great lights. We see Him spreading out the earth above the waters. We see Him making the moon and the stars to rule over the night. We see Him causing all nature to happen by the word of His name. And I commend to you that He alone can do great wonders. And He has shown His steadfast love, His enduring love from creation. We also see a reflection of His steadfast love in the redemption of His people. From verses 10 to 24. We see these verses recounting the journey of the Israelites from Egypt to the promised land. We see Him showing that it is Him who struck down the firstborns of Israel in verses 10. We see Him saying that and brought Israel out from among them. We see him using his strong hand and an outstretched arm in saving his people. We see him dividing the sea, the Red Sea, into two. We see him making Israel to pass amidst of it. Think about it. He not only parted the Red Sea, but allowed the Israelites and caused them and facilitated their path through the Red Sea. We see him causing these people to experience great victory. We see him striking down the great king. Here it mentioned Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan. And I want to commend to you that his faithfulness and his steadfast love has endured from the beginning in creation and also has endured in redemption. But also we see him also in verses 23 highlighting that it is he who remembered us in our low estate and rescued us, verses 24, from our foes. These are the Israelites. They're able to acknowledge that it is God who remembered them. It is God who saved them from the slavery of the Egyptians. It is God who saved them from the chariots of Pharaoh. Again, it is God who chose Israel. Israel did not choose God, but God chose Israel. Again, we see the Exodus happening in the text, that God is able to choose his people. He's able to sustain them and take them through from Egypt to Canaan. But I want to commend to you that also we who are gathered here, we who have been saved by grace through faith, we have experienced the greater Exodus, that we who were dead in our transgressions, we who were slaves to sin, we who were enemies of God, at just the right time, Christ died for us, and the greater Exodus happened, and that we were translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. We who were dead were made alive in Christ, and God's wrath was atoned for in Christ. Again, we're able to acknowledge that the Lord who struck down the firstborns of Egypt gave his only begotten son to become the firstborn from the dead because of you. And again, probably you're wondering, what greater motivation can we have to glorify God at this time? What greater motivation can we reflect on as we come to the end of this year? I commend to you that God also has shown his enduring love to us by providing to all flesh. Verses 26 to 25 tells us, he who gives food to all flesh for his steadfast love endures forever. Think about it. The Lord has provided you with food. He has provided you with a job. He has provided you with family. But this is the newsflash, that this same God has sustained the universe from time past to present, that his love endures forever in his provision, that he has provided not only for you, but also for all the animals in this world, that he has provided for the many species of fish in our sea bodies. He alone has sustained this world today. And I want to commend you to this reality, that the greater reason, the greater motivation for us to burst into thankfulness and praise is because our recipient, who is God, our recipient, who is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, who has sustained us to this far, has caused us to experience his love that endures forever. Therefore, the grand reason for your thankfulness and praise, the grand motivation for your thankfulness and praise and worship and awe as we end the year, is our recipient, who is the God of Gods, the Lord of Lords. Again, we see verses 26 giving us this firm, reaffirming call, this reaffirmation of this call to praise God. Verses 26 ends with that, give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. That we're giving thanks to he alone who has redeemed, who has created the world and the universe, who has created you, who has redeemed his people, and has given Christ to translate us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. He who has sustained all flesh, we are to ascribe thanks to him. And indeed, to God of heaven, we ought to ascribe praise to him because his steadfast love, which is unwavering, his steadfast love, which is steady and unchanging, this love which endures, that carries on, and it continues from generation to generation, has been revealed to us through Christ. 26 times, this refrain repeats itself, that for his steadfast love endures forever. And this points us to this greater truth that God's love has no beginning, for God is self-existent, that this love has no end, for God is eternal. This love has no limit, for God is infinite. His love is perfect and spotless, for God is holy, and God is immense, and his love is incomprehensible, vast, bottomless, shoreless sea before which we kneel in joyful silence and awe. Through history, truly, God has manifested his steadfast love in his creation, in his redemption of his people, and also in his provision. And therefore, what should be our response? What should be our response in light of all this? After all is said and done, after the many successes that we have had, our human heart has a tendency for us to give glory to ourselves. It is because I planned, it is because I set out the resolutions, it's because I did all this. But I want to commend to you, it is not by your strength, it is not by your power, it's not by your creativity that we have been able to achieve the many things we've achieved, but also for the sad things that have happened. God has not been detached from the affairs of the world. He's been in control. And my prayer is that even as we look back and look forward, that our hearts would find comfort and grace in God. I want to commend the unbeliever today that God loves you. He loves you with an immense love that has no end. That he has revealed himself in creation. He has revealed himself in the redemption of his people, the people of Israel, and to us through Christ. And again, he has shown his steadfast love through the provision to all flesh. And he is able to save you. And my prayer for you is that as you look forward to the next year, that you would have a deeper conviction that only God can give, that your heart can be inclined to worship him and ascribe glory and praise to him. But for the Christian, I'd want you to do these three things. I'd want you to remember what God has done for you, to look back and see the faithfulness of God, see the sovereign goodness of God, see his grace and his love. For remembrance fuels your thankfulness, and for remembrance fuels your obedience. Again, I would commend you to resolve to thank God in all circumstances, for this is God's will in Christ Jesus for you, as Ephesians 5:18 tells us. And finally, I would want you to rest in God. I'd want you to rest on this reality and this truth of this sweet refrain that God's love endures forever. I'd want you to look back and see his work, see his glory, see what he has been able to do through his creation, through his redemption, through his provision, both in the past, in the present, and trust him forward. And trust him for this next year and look forward, knowing that the same God who created you, the same God who is Lord of all, the same God who is God of all gods, his love endures forever. This is my prayer for you, church, that as we finish this day and as the curtains of this year 2018 closes and as this music fades away, as we look forward to a new year 2019, I pray that we will be reminded of his faithfulness this year. We will resolve to thank God for what he has done, and we will rest in his promises, for they are sure, for they are guaranteed, for God has proved himself through generation that his love endures forever. I wish you a happy and prosperous 2019 in advance under God's sovereign eyes and loving arms. May the Lord bless you all.